Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
It is a challenge keeping up with all you Tolos who are sending in your upset picks here for the week one upset picks challenge. Just make sure that if you send in with a fairly common name, for example, we had Tolo James text in earlier. We got a couple of different Jameses that play this challenge, so make sure that you send us a full name, a nickname, whatever you want it to be. Just text in the same way every single time. It's James Gilstrap. So we got that fixed, and we got it noted there on the document for Dan B., who I know is listening and playing along.
There you go.
South Carolina, Cole, released their official announcement today that Williams-Brice is getting its facelift. The campaign is called Williams-Brice Reimagined. This comes from South Carolina's Communications Department. And here's what they send us. The project will focus on three key areas for reimagination. Section one, overall fan experience. This project will touch on four key areas of improvement. Stadium circulation. I didn't even know that was a problem. South Carolina fans, is it that hard to move around Williams-Brice Stadium? Well, they're working on it, okay? They got that coming. They got concessions improvements coming. More options, quicker service. Nobody likes standing in line and missing a touchdown play, so they're working on that. They're going to give you more places to go potty. And finally, the cockpit improvement. Improving the overall student experience and providing more amenities to current USC students. Jack Veltri touched on that a little bit yesterday. Maybe a little player lounge deck area, which could be really cool to see that play out at Williams-Brice Stadium. Yes, they're working on premium offerings. Currently, Williams-Brice Stadium ranks last among SEC peers in the total number of premium seating options, so they are going to enhance that. If you want to spend money, they're going to give you more ways to do that. Don't worry, South Carolina Gamecock fans.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really interesting, Diesel. Number one, I've been to Williams-Brice many, many times, and I've always loved the experience. I think it's even though I grew up a Clemson fan, I think it's still one of the better experiences in college football. And I think, I want to be very clear, I think South Carolina making improvements is a great thing. They need to. You look at all these new stadiums across the country, whether it be baseball or basketball, whatever it is, it's the arms race, right? You've got to keep up. So them doing that's great. I just hope it never loses that mystique that it has. It's just got that, I don't want to say older stadium type feel, but it does just have something different. There's something special about it. And I don't think, you know, the improvements are going to change that one bit. I think it's going to be way better. Look, you've got to have them. You've got to have better, to your point, better concessions, quicker lines. I'm all for it. I know they're getting some video boards in the end zone to help, right? I think that's the biggest thing as a fan. I always want to be able to easily find information, right? Whether it's down in distance, time, replay, and it seems like they're doing that.
Cole, could you foresee a day where over the cockpit section of the stadium, and there is a giant jumbotron sitting on top of that section, where they may try to expand the seating above the cockpit and, like, basically, I know the corners in the opposite end zone are still kind of open. There's big seating, big section directly over the end zone, opposite of the cockpit. But they could definitely grow the stadium from its 77,500 seats currently by putting some seating over that cockpit, especially if they move that Jumbotron down into the four corners and they open up some space there.
They could. I don't know if that's a concern in terms of student space, in terms of how much more space they would need. That cockpit has a cool feel because it is still smaller in a way. It doesn't have that big feel, but it'll be really interesting. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Jersey Joe, sorry to keep you waiting so long, brother. 844-326-3663. What's up, Jersey Joe?
I'm ready to make my upset pick here.
All right.
Who you got?
Give me Florida State and plus 13.5.
Wow. Over Bama?
Over Bama.
All right. What makes you think they got this, Jersey Joe?
I just got a hunch. I really got a hunch.
You got a hunch?
I got a hunch.
It's weird. I don't have that hunch with Bama, Florida State. And I thought about picking that one. I just don't have the hunch. Sometimes like, I do, though.
Are you buying all this Tommy Castellanos trash talking, Joe?
I got a hankering for a Seminole win.
I like it. I like it. Thanks, Joe. That's interesting.
One more thing South Carolina is up to, Cole. They are going to enhance the student-athlete experience. That means they're going to redesign the team lobby, a recruit lounge, a locker room with new lockers, equipment room, training room, player holding area. I don't know what that means. Interview room and new male and female trainers locker room. So they're doing some enhancements basically all over the stadium. It's not just for the one percenters. It's not just for the student-athletes. Everybody is going to get a little something out of this.
DB on the YouTube stream says last year Florida State was the one to pick against. Maybe it's different this year. That's a good point, DB. Good point. And again, the media room and stuff like in the lower levels of Williams-Brice, it's by no means new. It doesn't have that newness feel to it. But again, I love it. I've been to so many high school state championships there when they used to play at Williams-Brice, and seeing now covering South Carolina there, there's something special about Williams-Brice. So changes are needed. I get it. Make all the changes you want. I just hope it doesn't ever lose that feel that it has, because it is special.
One of these days I need to get down there and watch as a fan. I've been in the media booth multiple times. That's great. I know you love being behind the glass. I don't. I want to be out there amongst the people. So
yeah, you need to go as a fan then. That's where fans sit, amongst the people. That's where.
Are you not a man of the people?
I'm a fan. I'm going to Clemson as a fan this weekend. So I enjoy it. But when I'm covering it, I want to be in the press box. But I am going as a fan this weekend. So any Tolos that's going to be in Death Valley Saturday night, let me know. I'll be there. I don't know exactly what time, but holler at me. Would love to meet up with you and meet you if I haven't done so already. Diesel, I'm going to put you to the test. This is going to be fun, and it is going to be a challenge. We've talked a lot of college football. We've previewed. We've given our predictions. But it's time to get down to brass tacks here, D. It's time to get down to it. Do you know the most popular fight songs in college football? Well, I'm going to put you and the Tolos to the test next, right here on the Fan Upstate.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.